Good morning. This is Colorado Public Radio. Colorado's Fort Carson is working to dramatically lessen its impact on the environment. Over the next decade, the Army base wants to produce as much energy as it uses. It plans to reduce waste and boost recycling and use water more efficiently so there's as little consumption as possible. Fort Carson is one of two Army installations in the country that will try to reach net zero status on energy, waste, and water by 2020. Hal Auger is Director of Public Works at Fort Carson. He tells Colorado Public Radio's Anna Pinoco the base asked to be part of the effort to help meet its own sustainability goals. It will likely add renewable energy generation and send a lot less garbage to the landfill.
We are going to up the ante on our recycling efforts, and we're also looking at innovative things like waste to energy so that we can take some of our waste and actually burn it and create energy out of that so that we can limit or at least minimize the amount of waste that we're actually sending to a landfill.
What are the cost implications of this? I mean, at a time of federal budget cuts, I imagine it might be harder to say we want to install more solar panels or we want to build this, you know, waste energy plant.
I think you're reading our mind here. We recognize that the resources involved in getting at some of this can be pretty challenging. I will say, though, that within the Army and certainly here at Fort Carson have found through really no cost increase in constructing new facilities that are much more energy efficient than in the past. We have 37 LEED Gold and LEED Silver buildings on Fort Carson today. These buildings have been certified by the U.S. Green Building Council as being more energy efficient and more sustainable. We also have had a good big bidding climate over the last couple of years, and we've been able to take some of our bid savings on some of our newer facilities and get photovoltaic arrays in place for individual buildings. We also have been able to partner with a number of Army and federal agencies to help us on our quest to become net zero. A good example of that is the National Renewable Energy Lab. They're just up the road from us, and they have done a number of things for us to help us push forward some very innovative initiatives on the energy side.
Is Fort Carson learning ways to be more energy efficient and use less waste and that sort of thing? And will that help Army operations overseas, like in Afghanistan? You know, I'm wondering if you'll be able to teach bases elsewhere something, or if you will be learning from those folks in your quest to become net zero.
We will be learning, and I think there'll be some opportunity to just take some of the things that we're able to do at Carson and other stateside installations and use that overseas. A good example to that is this whole effort to take waste on the battlefield and convert that into energy. And we've had a few programs here at Carson and other places to look at that. The big Army has been looking at how we can do that at places overseas so we can cut down on the need for these loud generators that are used at some of our sites.
And when you say waste on the battlefield, give me some examples of that.
Well, as an Army, we consume a lot of meals ready to eat. They're called MREs, and there's a lot of waste generated from that. We push a lot of water to the battlefield for our soldiers, plastic bottles and other containers. There's a lot of waste that comes with some of the materials that are provided. It's an area where if we can make great advances in reducing the amount of waste that actually ultimately goes to a landfill, we can certainly help deployed units overseas.
You know, you've got soldiers who are probably not living net zero lives off base or off the battlefield. Do you think you'll have to work to change soldiers', you know, mentalities to reach some of these goals?
Well, it's a big education process. It's really a change in culture, whether it's soldiers on an Army base or families in a community. We at Fort Carson are part of a much broader Army team, and we recognize locally and we recognize also on the part of the Army that we have got to be leaders in sustainability and be in a position to reduce the amount of money that we spend, taxpayer dollars that we spend on energy and water and waste removal, and we just see us as being part of the team here.
Hal Auger is Director of Public Works at Fort Carson. He spoke with Colorado Public Radio's Anna Pinoco.